Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Curry on WVON AM 1690.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner Legally Speaking with Steve. Today is Saturday, July 25th, 2020. Host Cliff Kelly is on the line as well, and our co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold, is here talking to you now. Executive producer Glenda Smith is in the sphere we're in. Digital media producer Manny Corazzani, and assistant media producer is on the job, Titus Williams. We are America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fearman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Call toll-free, 888-837-3275. Office, 2781-1977. America's Heroes Group is also proudly sponsored by Pearl's Place, Down Home Southern Cooking. 3901 South Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. Phone number 877-275-5852. Also, America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Veterans Business Owner, Ayers Gulf Shrimp. Ayers Gulf Shrimp, 7448 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. Have had the shrimp there delicious. Call 773-783-1818. And today we have on the line with us our call-in partner, Steve J. Seidman, founding attorney of Seidman Law Office, experienced trial lawyer, focused on personal injury, and America's Heroes Group sponsor and advisory board member. And we're going to have a discussion today, and I'll let Cliff lead in. We have updates on legal issues, and Cliff, you can say hello to Mr. Seidman.
Hey, how's everybody? Hi, how is everybody today?
Everybody doing well?
Great.
great. Consula, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much, Cliff. And you?
Oh, doing okay.
Great. Doctor, how are you?
Doing great. Right. I have two icons on the phone with me, so I'm doing great.
You got one for sure, the governor, not me. I'm not an icon.
Oh, that's funny. Why don't you start? Go right ahead.
Yeah, I think really one of the biggest issues that we see time and time again over the course of time has been this situation with the women in the military and the sexual harassment.
Right.
And I know Glenda, your dear friend and mine, has been very active in this, trying to right this wrong. And I will tell you, you know, it really came to the forefront with this Vanessa Gillen, who passed away. She was from Calumet City. You might remember it was the Fort Hood situation. She was basically murdered by a soldier there. Recently, and this occurred, and he dismembered her with the help of a civilian woman and buried her, and then everything kind of came to knowledge base recently within the last month or so in July. And what we found out is that before she passed away, she was actually scared and was complaining to her family about sexual harassment and being harassed. Someone walked in her in the shower, in fact, a lot of women over the course of time have been exposed in these situations. And so this, fortunately, I think we've all heard about Me Too movement that's occurred out in the community. This has sort of set off this maelstrom, so to speak, this movement for women in the military. And in fact, this has led this death to the kind of review of what procedures. And in fact, the interesting part is if you were going to complain, and of course she was afraid to, because she was afraid that if she did, she would be, you know, kind of retaliated against.
Exactly.
And so what happened is that when if there was complaints made or were complaints made, they'd actually be reviewed by commanders at the base. Mm-hmm. So if you think about that, it's not a military tribunal or anything else. It's the people that you're accusing are the ones that are kind of sitting in judgment against you, and that's just plain wrong. And they started off the Army by saying, oh, gee, well, there was no sexual harassment. This was just one military man doing this to a woman, but then said a couple weeks later, well, maybe there was, and there's a whole full commission on this about what to do, and it has started off a movement, and I think we have got to kind of take that movement a little bit and see what can happen to it. She claimed, Ms. Guillen, that she was sexually harassed by another soldier in her unit, and nothing happened. She didn't report it. In fact, you know, the attitude, I think, and we've seen it, has been, you know, in fact, there was a professor at the University of Wisconsin in Madison who said, oh, what's the big deal? If you're going to go into the military and you're a woman, you got to expect that you're going to, you know, have to be a little tough about this whole thing. Well, that's not the attitude. The attitude
that's
is
right. Yeah.
You should be able to serve. You should have equality. You shouldn't have to worry about your well-being. You shouldn't have to worry about sexual harassment because mm-hmm. you are serving in the military. And so maybe, if nothing else, that will kind of set the stage to some changes. So that's one thing that's up to date this last couple weeks. The other is that when I was here about a month ago on the line, was discussing a situation at one of the bases where there was one of the VA hospitals where patients were actually given insulin and they didn't need insulin. It was a nursing assistant in Clarksburg, West Virginia, and the VA Medical Center in Clarksburg in West Virginia that basically was actually injecting patients, VA members, with insulin when they really didn't need it. And she killed, she has now pled guilty to a number of deaths. She was charged with killing seven veterans and attempting to kill an eighth. This situation is sort of just, how do I say, lack of supervision, why she was able to get a hold of this and treat these patients and actually do this is hard to believe. A news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office in West Virginia says she worked as a nursing assistant. She worked the overnight shift during the same time the veterans in her care died of hypoglycemia. Mm-hmm. And they're not qualified nursing assistants to authorize or administer any medications.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she admitted to giving insulin to several patients with the intent to kill them. So she faces a life in prison for each count. But this is a horrible thing. And it kind of leads me to the next topic, which really, although it doesn't have to do necessarily with veterans, 12 people, this came out today, were infected with coronavirus in Delaware, were falsely told they tested negative. They basically then, one is now hospitalized, a bunch went out, and when you're told you're tested negatively, what happens at that point is obviously you're not going to quarantine yourself, and so you're out and about. So this is in Delaware, and this is the type of things as lawyers that we see, unfortunately, where, you know, there are mistakes made, and they're not, how do I put it, it's not like where you're injecting insulin to a patient. This is an accident. This is negligence. These are why there are lawsuits, and this is what we do. But because of these type of situations, we see this, you know, a lot. And so, you know, that obviously was a topic. Another topic I'd like to discuss, and I've got a bunch of them today. I know we have to do it pretty quickly, but I don't know if any of you saw.
You're giving us some good information.
I don't know if any of you saw this Marine Corps veteran. He was a former receiver in college at Kalamazoo College. He went out in San Diego. There was a fire, or in Arizona rather, and he basically saved this child literally catching this child out a window as the child was falling through the window, three stories up. The mother threw the child out because of this raging fire. He literally, and you should all look at this, because this man is a hero, is a former Marine.
Right.
He basically caught a child who was dropped from a burning building, and his name is Philip Blanks, B-L-A-N-K-S. He's not given enough credit. This happened several weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Former football player, and if you saw this video, it is absolutely heart-stopping. He actually goes, runs towards the child, makes a diving catch, and then saves this child, former Marine Corps, and now he's a bodyguard. So he said, hey, this is part of what we did in the Marines, is what I wouldn't even think twice about this stuff. So, you know, he said, I'm not a hero. I just did what I could do. It was all a blur. I had tunnel vision, and I just did it. But I think you might get a real charge out of watching this this heroic veteran.
I have seen that, and he is a hero.
He really is. It was incredible.
Yeah. That was just a fantastic thing that happened there.
Yeah.
What else is going on, folks?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know if you heard our commander-in-chief chastise the defense secretary, Esper, because Secretary Esper is Secretary of Defense, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He has pretty much a ban on any Confederate flag at any Army base, and of course wants to change the Confederacy Army bases to respectful names. And I understand there was a eruption at the White House over Defense Secretary Esper's plan to do that. So that was sort of interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder, guys and ladies, who feels what about that, about the Confederate flag? Anybody got a comment on that?
Yeah. Well, I would tell you that I think there's two thought processes on that.
Mm-hmm.
One thought process is that that's part of the history of the United States of America, good or bad. The other thought process is it's entirely disrespectful. In fact, if you think about it, it's like saying, okay, in Germany, Nazi Germany was in power for a number of years. Does that mean that they should have Nazi flags in certain areas of Germany?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you see that type of belief. It's disrespectful, but, I mean, everybody has their own opinion, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true, but I agree with what you're saying. Is that's totally improper. I am surprised that it's gone as far as it has. I've been places, and I'm sure many of our listeners have, too, that have certainly had Confederate flags and, you know, a few other things. So that's a situation that with all the other problems we have, we just shouldn't have to be worried about that. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree with that. And I think that, you know, that things need to change. You know, I always think if it's like water in a sink, there's a drip, 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 and it's being caught in a container. Well, eventually that water drips, and then it piles over, causes it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think we're finally at that stage, and I think that things have to change. For years, it was just accepted and no big deal. But, I mean, it's a symbol of hatred. And it's a divisive symbol. So I think it's to have it, for instance, in NASCAR racing, here's a perfect example. And they've now banned it. But
mm-hmm.
to have these things in NASCAR racing and just it's part of the culture, it's just it's not right. It's not right.
Yeah. And
you know, it's you're totally correct, obviously, but it's a shame that we have to even talk about that, to say that it's not right.
I know. It's like the world's upside down and backwards and has been. And for us to even have to discuss this or even to consider there are two points of view, I don't know. I mean, I just liken it to Germany. You think they're going to allow Nazi flags to be there at certain parts of the country because that's their heritage or part of their history? I don't think so.
You know, but that's one thing I like about what's going on, though, is that this is part of like an evolutionary process, because if we were to go back to slavery, you had abolitionists standing up, you had other people standing up saying this isn't right, And during, you know, the civil rights movement, you had people standing up and women's suffrage, people standing up and saying this isn't right. And that's part of the democratic process. That's what it, our Constitution gives us the right to do, is to stand up and say something is wrong. And then ultimately we have changed the course of history in the country because we have people strong enough with enough courage and enough, you know, stamina to stand up and say, this is wrong, we need to change. So this is an evolutionary process, so I'm actually happy to see that people are so engaged finally in the process of, you know, working with the democratic principles of voting, of getting out there and doing what they're supposed to do as citizens, you know, from a veteran standpoint.
Oh, absolutely, because you fought for this, right. And this is why you fought, okay? I wasn't brave enough or had the opportunity, but I'll tell you, the very constitutional right to be able to kneel, for instance, and if I could digress a moment, that's also great to see with the baseball, which is really quite something if you watch on TV with the crowd noise the way they do it. But what Gabe Kapler of the San Francisco team did, and they kneeled, everybody kneeled, and now it's accepted where Colin Kaepernick it wasn't, and everybody was resentful of that. I think we're seeing this change. I think it's accepted, and I think it's as you said, people stand up. It's like that trickling water. Everybody has to, and eventually goes over, and eventually the tide turns. And so that's what the veterans have fought for in the wars, to maintain that. And
that's
I think that when we have these disputes among everybody where we want to destroy that ability and everybody's so dogmatic about not allowing that change to occur, it's the fall of the Roman Empire, I say. We need that.
Yes. Yeah, and that's
it. You know, there's one thing I saw that really had an effect on me, folks, that I had gone to... if you get a chance to, I know many of you have already been, but if you get a chance to go to France, France has all kinds of great things, you know. They've got all kinds of things to see. But when you go, if you get the chance to see what happened when the beach, you know, in Germany.
Right.
I mean, it is unbelievable. As soon as our troops, as soon as those things dropped, so they could come out shooting, when you see it's really, I know you guys know what I'm talking about, but it's just something to think about. Mm-hmm. What so many of our veterans have done to do so much for so many, and that's why we love this, you know, America's Heroes group, because there's so much to it. You know?
Did you see? I think probably everybody has Forrest Gump.
Oh,
that
yes.
first, not Forrest Gump, I would say, the one with Tom Hanks, Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, Saving Private Ryan.
That first scene when they were getting off on D-Day, they're getting off these transport boats, and what these young kids, basically, I mean, young kids, had to endure in just attacking that beachhead.
That's right.
It just is shocking. Really leaves us me speechless.
Yeah, that movie really has special meaning to me now. You know, as I did a tour in Iraq, and there was an RPG that landed, and this is like an explosion that you've never heard before. But it actually sends shockwaves through your body. And I remember blacking out and, you know, sort of coming to after that and lost some hearing in my left ear, had some of those non-effective hearing plugs in.
And you got to bring a case.
Yeah. And so, you know, but when I came out of that, I was just sort of dazed for about a day and a half after that. But, you know, when I see that movie again, or even hear the title, it brings me right back to that moment where they landed on a beach and you had those shells landing and someone, you know, you had someone with shell shock. That was standing there. It was actually Tom Hanks, who couldn't hear anything, and I realized what they had gone through, and that was just like my moment of understanding how they felt, you know, being on that beach. Of course, they were under much more gunfire than I was, and
sure,
a lot more casualties. But
thank you for your service, both of you, because a tremendous heroic. I know Cliff was in Vietnam, and you were. You were in Iraq. I mean, the amount of heroism and guts and courage, it's indescribable. It really is.
Well, it's something, and we've got so many folks that have done such good work.
Okay.
And you gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you very much. It was great to hear both your voices and talk next month.
Oh, thank you, Steve. I'll have to reach out to you about that.
Hearing. Please. Don't forget that hearing loss.
And anyone else out there who's listening, reach out to him. He is an excellent attorney, so get in touch with him.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Heroes Group, and we'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SEIDMAN, Law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group. As an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans, we stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders believing social justice is grounded in hope.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheThatInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.